This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Experiencing and learning about history should be available to everyone. That belief is guiding new accessibility efforts at the Manitoba Museum. The Manitoba Museum is now offering IRA, a mobile app that connects users with a live interpreter through their smartphone. The service helps blind and low vision visitors navigate the building and engage with exhibits in real time. Rhiannon Lear-Blatcher is the museum's Director of Marketing, Sales, and Visitor Experience.
So someone who normally wouldn't come here because they're blind, you'll have someone right there with you telling you, okay, go around this corner, watch out for that step, or watch out for the floor, but also being able to read our exhibits and our collections. So you can go and experience it on your own. There's a ton of autonomy there that you wouldn't normally have.
The program is funded through a provincial accessibility grant and is available through the Manitoba Museum, as well as nearby cultural venues, including the Centennial Concert Hall. The museum first piloted IRA back in December, testing the app in a real-world setting to better understand how blind and low-vision visitors can independently navigate and engage with exhibits. In a statement released by the museum, IRA tester Tanis Woodland praised the program's impacts. This quote was read by U Multicultural's Yulia Kovalenko.
IRA levels the playing field for persons who are blind to enjoy the museum. Especially when traveling alone, IRA provides the assistance to allow the person with no vision to not only navigate the museum safely, but also allows the visitor to focus on the museum exhibits, rather than focusing on getting from point A to point B. Public areas that provide this level of technology open up a world to the blind persons that is not normally available to them.
Lear-Blatcher says that feedback from the pilot program helped confirm the museum was on the right track.
We want to ensure that all visitors, regardless of their needs or different backgrounds, everything, that they have a great experience here, that they're able to come here, that we can welcome in as many people from the community as possible. So having a building that is accessible for people of all different, with all different needs of all different types, whether it's physical accessibility needs, whether it is neurodiversity, anything. A big part of that even includes different considerations of economic accessibility. So that's why we have things like First Friday and other initiatives like that. So it's really important to us. We want the community to be able to come and experience Manitoba's history here.
IRA is just one part of a broader accessibility strategy. Since the building opened in 1970, upgrades have taken time. Lear-Blatcher says the museum's accessibility committee works closely with consultants, including Peter Tong, to identify areas of improvement.
So Peter's team did a full audit of the museum, and that included bringing in different individuals that have different needs. So someone who may be blind or someone who is deaf or someone who has accessibility, say, in a wheelchair. And they did a full assessment of our museum. They went around, they looked a thing, and they gave us a bunch of feedback on what needs to be improved. And we knew the list would be large. But working with that group, it was really excellent because we put together a plan that was about a five-year plan of different things to accomplish at different times.
And current and upcoming initiatives include quiet rooms for visitors needing low stimulation spaces, the launch of Sensory Sundays with adjusted lighting and sound, and major upgrades to the Rupert Avenue entrance to improve wheelchair access. Lear-Blatcher says ongoing progress depends on continued public input.
You know, while we have a committee, we really need to ensure that what needs to be changed is coming actually from feedback from people who actually need those changes, not to make assumptions, to ask the community to get their feedback. I think that's the most important thing.
As accessibility efforts continue to evolve, the Manitoba Museum is encouraging visitors to share feedback and help shape a more inclusive space for everyone. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.